Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Shenanigans. The shenanigans don't stop. So this is fascinating to me. A few months ago, one of you had said that the default is not getting your change anymore, your money back. The default is the retailer keeping your change. And you actually having to take the effort to ask for your change. Now, I didn't believe it when I got this. I didn't believe it. But then somebody else reached out and said, guess what happened to me? I had to actually ask for my change. They just kept it. I gave them $40. The tab was $30. And they walked away. And I'm like, can I get my change? Oh, sure. And I'm like, is that happening? So I've known about this, but I'm like, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. It can't be. So we were busy. I didn't have time to cook this week. I told hubby to go pick up pizza. Happened to him. He goes, you know, they don't give you your change anymore. You need to ask for it. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? You're kidding me. When I go to a place, I get my change. It even says, this is what's tendered. Here's your change. And he said, no, you have to ask for it. And I'm like, whoa. And then I asked a couple other people, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. So I think there is this trend now. See, as a doctor, you always have to kind of be on the lookout. Are we starting to see flu? Are we starting to see strep throat? Are we starting to see, you start to look at, huh, this person's sick, this person's sick. Okay, so with this, I'm kind of already doing my little epidemiological investigation on this. And I guess you're starting to hear more people go, no, you don't get your change unless you ask for it. It's called change stealing. And I guess what they're hoping, the person behind the counter, is they're hoping that you go, oh, okay, then I guess that was enough for a tip. You know, she taught me, I thought a tip was 20%. Looks like a tip is 30%. Right? So, oh, okay, well, okay, well, you know what, it's a tip, and walk away. And they'll be nice to you when you go, oh, excuse me, I think I got change. Oh, of course, no problem. But they were hoping you forgot about it. And that's another way to make more money or to increase tips, even if it is a non-tip thing. Now, I mean, sometimes when I pick up takeout, I'll tip, of course, because they still got the food ready. Now, so I'll tip, but, you know, buying office supplies, and I'm getting them myself off the shelf, walking up to the cashier. Now, again, I haven't necessarily had this, I don't believe, happen to me, although now I'm thinking about it, I might have had to go, oh, excuse me, was there change? I think I might have had to do that, but I didn't think anything of it because accidents happen. Sometimes they don't give you enough change. Sometimes you are owed, let's say, you're owed 18 back, and you get 8 back. And then you're like, wait a second, I think there was supposed to be 18. Now, what has happened to me is, and I told you guys to watch your receipts, is to watch for overcharging. I was at a conference in Tahoe, and the hotel charged me $357 for one of the nights that was only supposed to be $89. And I go, this is odd. What's going on here? They go, well, that Saturday night we were sold out. I go, you know, because I guess it was the Niner playoffs game up in Tahoe. We were watching the games on the, or people were watching it on TV. I go, but if I knew it was $357 and not the $87, which was the conference rate, I would have gone somewhere else. So she goes like this, and then she goes to get the manager. The manager's like, yeah, I'm sorry, that was an error. It was $87 that night. So are they expecting people to not look? And how random is that? How did just one of the nights go automatically up to 357? That makes no sense. And so I think we have to, as consumers, and I hate this because I always like to expect and assume the good. My default is everybody's being good. We might now need to start to realize that the default is you're going to pay more unless you're watching. Now, what really kills me, you know, waiting tables and bartending and things like that is tips are gratuity. Gratuity is a voluntary demonstration of appreciation above and beyond the price of the service or good. And gratuity used to be, okay, that's really nice. Somebody giving you a tip, that guy's nice. That girl's nice. That's very cool. Now, not only is it expected, it's being taken. So now gratuity is on top, and it's killing a lot of people because we want to feel, I mean, you know, it's 20% of some things is a lot of money. Yeah, and it's and you want to feel like if you're giving 20 to 25%, it's like, oh, that's good. And instead, you're starting to feel like everything is so expected now that if you don't, you're a bad person. Or if you only give the 20%, you're a bad person. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, don't care. I have to care. I can't be disliked. I know there's people listening to the show going, well, I don't like you. But to my face, okay, I don't do well being disliked, especially paying a crap load of money. But it just, it's stealing. Not getting your change back is stealing. So I guess what people are now hoping for is that you just forget. So you got to now be careful. And I don't like to do that. I don't like to sit there and count my change. I like to trust them. They give me change, because I don't want to look like I'm, okay, one, two. I don't want to do that. You know, but another issue could also be that they don't have cash. A lot of places are starting to be more cashless. And so maybe it's such a pain in the butt. Maybe it's not that they're maliciously trying to get more money. It's there's never cash because so many people pay by credit card that when somebody does drop cash, there's never enough money for change. It could also be that. But when you do the credit card, I told you there's room for fraud in that. When I waited tables, one of the waiters would add a one in front of the tips. I mean, back in the 90s, you tip $8, right? $5. They'd put a one in front of it. So whenever you do put your tip, now that was back in the 90s. So now, you know, if you have, let's say, 15, they can make a four out of that one. Make sure you hug the number with your dollar sign and maybe write it out next to it so somebody doesn't mess with your tip. It's a shame we have to live like this, but that's what people are doing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while, you know, there's all this hustle and bustle and, you know, people are talking about how wonderful Thanksgiving is and all that, I never really liked Thanksgiving as a kid. I told you guys, Thanksgiving for me, I hated. One is, we didn't really have family. And I didn't like, you know, being around my parents. They never cooked, of course. We had to go to Howard Johnson's and eat turkey. And I don't like white meat turkey with that brown, the Howard Johnson's white gravy. I don't know what it was, but it was disgusting. So I didn't like the meal. I didn't like being away from school. I didn't like being around my parents because I could get in trouble. And, you know, so I didn't want them yelling at me. And so I never liked Thanksgiving. Over the years, I liked it when we could do Friendsgiving. I was just at a Friendsgiving, and there was, I think, gosh, maybe 60, 70 people there. That was a lot of fun. And if it wasn't for the Friendsgivings, I probably wouldn't have ever liked Thanksgiving because, traveling and going to the in-laws, not easy. And this year, though, it's good. We're hosting. We got, some of my in-laws coming who I love, and my son's girlfriend and her mom. And so I am actually excited about Thanksgiving. So, but for those of you that go, I get it. On this show, we talk about everything, okay? It's not just about, let's just, try to pretend like everything's wonderful. I get it's stressful. And the travel part is probably one of the most stressful aspects of this. And so, for those of you that are just not looking forward to where, you have to go and what that's going to unfortunately involve, I get that. So we're being told from a travel standpoint that there's going to be record-breaking Thanksgiving volume. And so a system that has already been struggling, we couldn't even get through 4th of July weekend, for crying out loud, with our current system, with the airplanes and whatever the software or whatever the heck the Department of Transportation is overseeing. We are going into one of the busiest travel seasons, and I think there's a poll saying the average American does not think we got our acts together and our poop together for this travel season. So if holiday air travel is going to hit a record number of passengers over this next 12-day period, and American Airlines predicted an all-time high of 30 million travelers over the Thanksgiving travel period from November 17th, which has started, to November 27th, that going is obviously making people a little nervous. Now, for those of you that got to leave, okay, and go on November 17th, you're pretty lucky. All right, that's pretty good. But for most of us, no, we have to work. Now, I'm staying in, and I am working the whole time, so I don't have to travel. But we're being told right now there are 13,800 delays. Now, that's globally. In the United States, at least 1,600 flights delayed. 849 have been canceled. We are expecting some bad weather in some parts. So in order to kind of prepare, just prepare for a plane delay. Prepare for there to be an overnight stay somewhere. 5%, there's 5% more passengers compared to 2019, 13% more than from 2022. So for people saying, yeah, but those numbers are based on COVID, no, this is compared to 2019, pre-COVID. Although COVID was here, Thanksgiving weekend of 2019, people were sick. But they still planned to travel. It wasn't, so they didn't know about COVID at the time. It shows that the numbers are rising. United Airlines is supposed to have more than 3,900 flights per day, an average of 3 flights per minute. They've added an extra 550,000 seats to meet the increased demand. American Airlines has predicted a record-breaking 7.8 million plus passenger volume between November 16 and November 28th. It is going to be their busiest ever. They have increased 500,000 flyers, or they're expecting another 500,000 flyers from last year. TSA is planning to screen 30 million passengers nationally. Now, can we give a shout-out to the TSA agents? God bless you guys for all you do. I mean, wow. And this was an interesting article. 13 things that totally annoy TSA agents and what to do instead. And I like TSA. I know what their job is. I know it's difficult. Some of them have been a little mean. Some of them have, on my body search, been, I think, a little too much at times. But on the whole, I do like, that we have TSA doing their job. Although there have been a couple that have, been a little ridiculous. Like I had perfume that was way under 4 ounces, but they took it away. And I'm like, why? And you can't argue with them. So one is don't argue with them. If they want to search your bag and they don't just, know, let them do. It was a body spray, that, and it was my favorite. I can't find that smell again, that body spray. So that's why I'm a little frustrated. But for the most part, I do congratulate TSAs for all the hard work they do, and I commend them. So what should you not do to tick off your TSA agent? One is, do not pet the canine dog. All right. They usually have, I don't know, a German Shepherd or a Lab or somebody that is there to walk freely around. Do not touch the dog. Don't give the dog a treat. You leave the dog alone. I know it's like, oh, and the lines are long, so it's some entertainment. They're being a dog. No. Okay. Do not hand the agents your boarding pass without your ID. Have your ID ready. Okay, you know, you have to have ID with it. Now, I know you could vote without ID. I don't ask me how that's going on, but apparently if you want to get on a plane, you need ID. So make sure you have that ready to go. Also, separate the family. And I understand, like, with little kids, that's fine. But, you know, I have adult kids, so when I travel with them, I'm like, okay, they're going to, you know, get chocolate on it or something. I'm like, I'll make sure you do what they need. Smile. Look at them. Take off your hat. Hold up your ID. Don't put your finger over it. Don't have your ID in your wallet where you could show them, you know, all your nudie pictures and your I support the police. Just show them the ID. They don't have access upgrading you to first class. Okay? They just need to make sure you're kosher and you can get through. Also, don't crowd the security checkpoint. I know that sometimes you're in a hurry and you feel like if you move closer to that TSA agent and you move closer to everybody, they might feel like they need to move faster. No. The instinct is for them to slow down because it's a little stifling. And they might want to be passive-aggressive and say, screw you guys, now we're going slower. Or I'm going to go take my break now. So don't kind of hone in on them. Just have your documents ready. Wait behind the mark line. Don't be a jerk. Okay? Also, I guess some people ask TSA agents to check them into their flight. Why are you doing that? The TSA agents are security. They don't work for United or JetBlue or Southwest. The TSA agents have no control over your flight. So don't bug them. If you have a problem, you go to the ticket desk. Okay? A lot of us are on the phone. We're talking on the phone. They do not want you on the phone. If you're on the phone, one, it looks suspicious because what are you doing? Are you trying to use, just hang up the phone? Put the phone away. You're going to be going through security anyway. Don't make jokes. I like to make jokes about my IUD, you know, saying I hope the IUD doesn't, you know, trigger anything. They don't need that because, you know, they don't need jokes. Don't bring the wrong ID. You know, having your CCW is nice, but if they need your, isn't it the real card, the one with the star? If they need that, do that. Costco, they don't need to see their Costco. Okay, they don't. It's got to be a government ID. And I don't think you could use your Social Security card or birth certificate. Make sure before you leave you have what you need. And then, of course, the drinks. Okay? I do not want to spend $5 for a bottle of water. But you trying to see, I forget that I have water in my backpack. I always forget. You know, and then, you know, they have to stop everything. They have to search. Okay? They're not going to be happy. And maybe that's what happened. I had like a half-drunk bottle I completely forgot about in my backpack. So she was probably so mad that she threw out my little body spray. And I'm like, really? I had been traveling with this body spray for 2 years, and it still smelled great. It was my travel body spray because it was under the ounces, the 3.4 ounces. She was ticked. She threw it out. So don't take them off. Get all your fluids out of there. Your makeup, put them in a travel safe. Don't yell at TSA. And don't make jokes about bombs. Those are stupid. Always listen to them. Walk your dog on a leash. Don't let your kids run wild. Don't overdress. And make sure you try to do as little with your baggage so you don't necessarily have to have a stowaway, just your carry-on baggage. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill about 55 miles south of Lexington. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Donald Trump widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% support Trump compared to 43% who would vote for Biden. Several House Democrats coming after Elon Musk, saying that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. New York City Mayor Eric Adams being accused of sexual assault back in 1993. The accuser claiming that Adams sexually assaulted her while they both worked for the city and Adams was a transit cop. The mayor says he doesn't know who the person is and they've never met. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, theft has been at an all-time high over the last year or two. What happens if you add the lack of engagement by DAs and by, authorities, under support for our law enforcement at Christmas. And you add all those all together. Well, we start seeing trucks that are delivering packages, such as Christmas gifts, getting carjacked and robbed. And And there is now a nationwide cargo theft problem. I think it's been around for a while, but it's getting worse. That has impacted UPS, FedEx, and Amazon delivery drivers. We're being told in the last 6 days there have been multiple attempts on these cars and these trucks, two in the same area. On November 9th, a UPS driver was carjacked at gunpoint in Glen Arden, Maryland. This was 2 p.m. by several armed suspects. They took off with the truck. The incident was caught on camera via Ring doorbell footage shared by local Washington, D.C. TV news affiliate Fox 5 and Prince George's County Police Department. This is according to sourcingjournal.com, said, thank God the victim was not injured, but no arrests have been made. The UPS truck was found abandoned not far from where it was stolen. No goods were cited, though, as being stolen. UPS said in a statement at the time that they were aware of the incident. Now, that's interesting. They took the truck, but they didn't take the goods. Now, we've had other carjackings and we've had other thefts where the boxes are strewn all over the place and they are grabbing hundreds of thousands of dollars of goods. I want our drivers safe. We know that UPS, FedEx, these are companies that have been recruiting for drivers, and with the post-COVID truck driver shortage, these are things that have been plaguing a lot of companies who need delivery, and a lot of delivery has now changed. We've even seen some minimum purchases needed now for free shipping and for delivery because they are having trouble recruiting drivers. Now, one thing I always thought was it was because, you know, as more people have access to marijuana, you can't get a CDL if you use marijuana. So many people are choosing a different profession so they could still use and smoke or have gummies when they need to without losing their job. But you add theft and being carjacked and being held at gunpoint, oh my gosh. 2 days after this, on Saturday, 40 people ransacked a 53-foot FedEx semi-trailer in cargo, and the cargo was robbed. This was in Memphis, Tennessee. This occurred at 8:30 p.m. Multiple men reportedly jumped into the trailer after multiple cars blocked the truck from passing through an intersection. The trailer theft was part of a wider operation across multiple local gas stations. $15,000 in merchandise was stolen. Now, Memphis police did find three men. The group caused about $10,000 in damages. They stole kicker car speakers, airliner tire inserts, three DirecTV cable boxes. The thieves were detained Sunday after being caught by security detail in an apartment complex with several packages in their car. According to Memphis police report, the FedEx tractor trailer was sealed with a safety latch before the suspects broke it off with an unknown tool. So these are planned. These are people that, you know, have nothing better to do. You'd think they could be working, you know, with all their savviness and creativity, you know, and calculative, you know, ability, and critical thinking, but they plan on theft instead. And so the suspects broke into the trailer, stole multiple packages off the truck. Two more incidents involved Amazon drivers. First one occurred on Sunday in Atlanta, another one in Washington, D.C. After Tabitha Keshara stopped to make a delivery, she left the truck unattended for less than 10 seconds. Then upward of 100 individuals had entered the rear of the truck and stole approximately 10 to 12 boxes and packages. By the way, Amazon drivers can be tracked. So if you order a package, Amazon allows you to see where the truck is. Because I remember I had to leave, and I'm like, I wonder if the package is coming. And I was at the studio, we ordered something, and I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, leave it outside, so I'll stay. And you could see where they were, and you're like, oh, okay, so they're at this intersection. Well, so people are using that data, and then they are following, or you could just follow, I mean, you see Amazon trucks all the time. And then they're following them, and then they're and hitting them up when they have to drop off packages. Amazon spokesperson Steve Kelly told Sourcing Journal, safety is always our top priority, and we're glad that the driver in this video is okay. But, wow. You know, they say, thankfully, these incidents are rare. I don't think they're rare. I think they're starting to be more often now. A second Amazon incident started as a carjacking, and then it went into a full-blown 40-minute car chase that ended in Prince George County. An Amazon delivery van was taken at gunpoint. at 7:55 p.m. A shot was fired along the way. Thank God no one was hit. So if you're noticing that you might not be getting your packages, don't be getting mad at Amazon. Don't be getting mad at UPS. Don't be getting mad at FedEx. These people are now taking their lives into their own hands to get that package to you. Their truck isn't bulletproof. Not to mention it's cold. So, you know, this is going to be getting worse. I have my packages delivered to work. I don't have packages delivered to the house. In our neighborhood, people have been stealing packages. And so, I don't know who it is that's doing it, but so we don't have packages come to our house, because if you're not home, they leave the package and they take a picture. And that's really nice of them to do it. This way they don't have to have person-to-person interaction, people that are worried about COVID. That's just a contactless delivery. But there's people all, somebody had stolen our dog years ago. Well, our dog that was, running around saying hi, and I don't know how she got out. And so it's a shame that that's what we're seeing in the holidays. But people are getting stuff for free. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit later about these doorbells and these, having cameras. The house cameras are catching a lot of good stuff. But there's also lack of privacy. And so, it's a mixed bag. I don't necessarily care. I don't necessarily straighten my bra or anything like that, in front of the camera. But, there's an article written about the hidden downsides of doorbell cameras and what to do about them. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But, sometimes there's false alarms. Sometimes there's, your footage, is at the discretion of police. If law enforcement need it, I'd rather have it for them. But, your kid has a girlfriend and doesn't want anybody to see the kiss, and it's on there, So these are kind of things to think about, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So going back to shopping and drivers and things like that, keep in mind there are going to be delays, okay, whether it's weather, whether it's somebody stealing goods. I've noticed, by the way, that a couple things I've ordered, they said we have to refund you. They got damaged. And I'm like, how did they get damaged? And I'm wondering if because they were stolen. Or the truck got hijacked. So if you're starting to notice that, let me know. I'd love to hear about that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But order early on. We're going to talk about, Black Friday and, saving money and things like that. Always anticipate that people might not get the gift. I like going for gift cards. I think it's the safest. Nobody could steal it. It won't come late. I think the gift cards are good, and then they could decide what to buy themselves. I know some people want to be more personalized, and I do like buying personalized gifts that I think they're going to like, but just have some patience, because sometimes they may not get to where they need to go. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one reason why some people do not look forward to Thanksgiving is they think that it is going to get political, that there will be somebody bringing up politics and everybody's going to start to fight. And you could say, no, no, Dr. Dahlia, that's not going to be at my dinner table. Nobody's going to talk politics. It's not going to happen. Nope, it won't happen. I'm just going to tell everybody, no, politics is not going to happen. It is going to happen. It is. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen subtly. Not because everybody wants to talk politics, but because, you know, somebody's going to say, you know, how was your flight in? Oh, my God. It was the best. The airports were a mess. Now, that Pete Buttigieg's got to go. Oh, I know. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Okay, and then somebody like, oh, I like Pete Buttigieg. And now you guys are going to be going back and forth on why Pete Buttigieg is running the Department of Transportation and what his role is with the whole Thanksgiving delays. So somebody's going to bring that up. You know, or what happens is you're doing the grace. You're saying grace or you're saying prayers, you know, what we're thankful for. And you're like, okay, you know, we're going to now just, you know, everybody raise a glass. And I don't have a glass here. Raise a glass. You know, I'm thankful for this. I think, and then somebody's going to be like, you know, and we need, you know, Roe v. Wade to come back. Or we need Roe v. Wade overturned. Or I am thankful for, and it, again, politics comes in. And so it is. It's going to be brought up. So how do you not let politics ruin your Thanksgiving? And, you know, some people say, no, well, we all think like me. You know, we're all a family that, you know, has been affected, you know, by the Hamas massacre. We'll all be able to talk about it. No, there's still people who differ on, you know, should the hostages have already gotten out? You know, why are the hostages still there? Or do we need to be more aggressive to get the hostages out? So people are going to argue over and over again. So just try to keep politics out. But how do you do that when Thanksgiving is four flipping days and the meal? It's not a quick meal. That meal's a good few hours. Well, first and foremost, put the Dallas game on. I think Dallas is playing and the Niners are playing. Get the football on. There's always somebody that goes, we need to shut off the football. Never shut off this football. Keep the football on. And I tell you why. As soon as the conversation starts to go bad, you could immediately put people onto the TV screen. Okay, that TV screen allows you to have a very necessary interruption and distraction. So keep the TV on. It could be on mute, but go, whoa, 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 they just scored. Or did you see that drive? Did you guys just see that drive? And then it shuts everybody up. Now, some people don't care about football, but hopefully some people will turn to the TV so whoever's starting to go off about politics doesn't have an audience, okay? If you are hosting Thanksgiving, not only are you in charge of the turkey and all the trimmings and all the sides and the dessert and all that, you also need to have planned what to talk about. And you need to steer the conversation. Because the conversation will always come back to something that is going to be contentious. So you need to, you know, now some of you say, well, Dr. Gallia, just talk about it. If there's an issue in the family that needs to be talked about, let it go. Let it happen. You can do that. If Thanksgiving is going to be family therapy, that's fine. But usually there's other people that are visiting that you might not really want them to see your dirty laundry. You don't want to be bringing up all the stuff from the past. But if you think there's some stuff that needs to be, you know. So what should be on your list? What is your go-to? If you think people are going to start arguing or ticking each other off, or, well, you didn't come to my last Thanksgiving, if you see that, what could you do? Well, first, one thing that's really, really good is, what are we thankful for? Just everybody go around, talk about what we're thankful for. Now, I know I'm like, but at least it shuts everybody up about politics. You know, I'm thankful that my breast lift hasn't necessarily given out like the plastic surgeon said they would, and that my breasts are still above my waist. You're next. All right, you can say something funny. I don't care. But definitely say something you're thankful for. It is going to get mushy. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for all of you. Okay, you know, at least it's not politics. Okay? Number two is you're going to have individuals there that want to talk about themselves. Perfect time to do it. Okay? Lucy, what are you doing in school? Tell us all about it. What do you want to do? Now, even if nobody cares about Lucy, again, that could take a good 10 minutes off the conversation. Let Lucy talk about her, okay? Now, me, I always like to bring up the boyfriends and the girlfriends. Okay, so who's dating? What's going on? I want to hear scoop. Nobody answers. You know, but then I'm like, okay, well, if you guys don't talk, I'm going to tell you about Dirk. You know, and my escapades when I was younger. Okay, I met a guy. We're all right. So let them talk about that. Okay, good. Another thing you could do is bring up good memories of somebody who's not there. You know, so like if we're going to start like going off about something or we don't know what to talk about there, I'm going to bring up my husband's mom and my dad. Like, look, why don't we, for those of you who remember, let's bring up some good memories. You know, and blah, 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 blah. Here's a toast to them. And, so you can always to honor some people who aren't there. You know, it's hard to bring up movies these days. You know, because somebody will say, oh, I saw Barbie, and somebody else will say, well, Barbie sucked. So apparently now movies are just too, and that's another thing, too. Now that these shows are getting very political, a lot of people don't like them, because they're, but unless there was something really, really good that was non-political, bring it up, you can. I think that's fine. But, if you really want to address the elephant in the room, and you know that there's people on opposite sides of a lot of things that is pretty contentious right now, you could say from the start, I like to, chop the snake's head off at the pass. I just like to address it, nip it in the bud. I would start by saying, hey, guys, look, I love you guys a lot. And we have a world that wants people divided. And there's a lot of things that divide us right now. And I want us to make a pact that no matter how crazy this world gets, we're still a family. We may not agree all the time. We may not have the same opinion. We may not like the same candidate. But politics is not our priority. Family is. Being there for each other. So whatever happens and, wherever things go and, however divided this country gets, we never divide. And we work through our problems, we stay together, and we put us first. Hear, hear. Now, I'm going to be drinking probably a lot then. I mean, if you think about it, because there's going to be a lot of toasts. But just be honest with people. Yeah, I mean, if you hate Biden, if you hate Trump, if you hate Kamala Harris, if you hate, you don't have to bring that up at Thanksgiving. Yeah, now, I understand, if everybody thinks the same, you might feel like, okay, great, I can finally get stuff off my chest. I can finally talk politics with my family. Keep in mind, there's going to be people at the table that might feel quiet. There could be people at the table feeling like they can't say something, and you're really ruining it for them. And don't say, well, I don't care because they don't think like us. No, that's not what Thanksgiving's about. Thanksgiving's about family. Okay? I mean, I know that there's going to be people at the table who are not Dallas Cowboy fans. Who cares? Family first. Cowboys second, but football second, all right? So don't let it ruin the family. Everybody stay bonded, stay together. And also, and don't talk crap about another family member. That always happens. There's another family member that's not there. And so people are like, good, we can now throw shade on them and talk about their new husband. Don't be doing that either, okay? And then talk about goals. Talk about, guys, what's our goal for 2024? What do we want to do? Talk about a vacation. Talk about a trip you guys can take. All right, but get the conversation off the politics. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.